This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The conversation continues with James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, as now we're going to preview the big matchup in the Sugar Bowl between the Oklahoma Sooners and the Auburn Tigers. Just a moment ago, you had mentioned the offensive coordinator for the Sooners with Lincoln Riley, and he is truly one of the game's hottest young coordinators. And I understand he had an impressive interview at the University of Houston. How much longer do you think he's going to stay at Oklahoma and in Norman?
Well, I'm expecting to be there for the long haul unless he's convinced he's going to be able to take over for Bob when Bob leaves. But usually guys that want to try to ride that out for 6 or 7 or 8 years, it doesn't work out. So, you know, I don't think he'll be here long. I'm surprised Houston didn't go in that direction. I think Lincoln's a real impressive guy. He's real impressive to interview, so I can't imagine he wouldn't be good in an interview room. And it's been reported by Dennis Dodd of CBS.com that he is very good. Did do a great interview at Houston, but for some reason they went in a different direction, and that's great for OU, man. I mean, here's Lincoln. He might have interviewed for that, but he was in 15 recruits' homes over the last 2 days. So he just kept working. I don't know when he did the interview, and if he was in Houston when he did the interview, he probably saw five more players. So, he's got an incredible work ethic. And, man, I love his offense. It's pretty simple in some ways to run and some of the things they do. Baker has some freedom to work and do some things. And it's really a cool offense. And, boy, you can't argue with the results, E. They've been putting up some points.
You bet. We love talking to him. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. We love having him on SB Nation Radio. You mentioned you were talking about, I want to back up just a moment, about Baker Mayfield. I mean, do you truly believe that he will return to Oklahoma next season?
Yeah. Nobody likes college better than him, eh? He liked it better than you and I did. I mean, you know, well, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
No, I don't know, man. I don't know if people really know what he was like in college.
Hey, easy.
You were a good girl. He loves college, man. You don't do those things. Oh, you went to the national championship, women's gymnastics championship, as well as the men's championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So OU wins these championships. So Baker goes into the gymnastics room with Neely Katsutati, who was a big offensive lineman that they had, and they go into this room and they do a gymnastics skit.
Oh my gosh!
And there's Baker doing all these feminine things, you know, and doing all this stuff. He makes who would do that?
Right.
Who would do that? He just loves college, man, and he. That's why when he announced I'm coming back, I was going, yeah, well, that's a foregone conclusion. How about some of your other guys? Because nobody likes college better than you, man. You probably got your classes and already enrolled in your senior year, dude. I mean, because I'm telling you, he loves it here. He loves being in college.
Oh, and that certainly energizes your team as a leader. Okay, so let's move ahead. Let's talk about the big matchup, Oklahoma-Auburn. This certainly is going to be a big challenge for both of these teams in the 2016 Sugar Bowl. Give us your keys and just kind of the preview, because I know our listeners are anxious to hear what you think, James.
Great matchup. Auburn's defense is prolific, outstanding, has been the key to their team this year. They've been banged up on offense, so when you don't have your top quarterback and running back, that's a problem sometimes. They get those guys back, so everybody's going to be healthy and ready to go. It's going to be a classic matchup with Auburn's great defense against Oklahoma's great offense. And then, you know, Auburn's pretty good on offense, and Oklahoma's pretty good on defense. So it's a really good matchup, I think. Also, you have the SEC against Oklahoma, which is kind of an SEC giant killer with their Sugar Bowl win over Alabama a couple of years ago. So you got all those variables, plus you've got two guys that went to the Heisman finalists. I think it's a great matchup. It's going to be that night, 7 o'clock. It's going to be the only game on the schedule. It's going to be a fun game for everybody that loves college football to watch. And I think it's one of the marquee matchups, and it's going to be a great game.
Is it a bit surprising to see Auburn in this position because they got off to such a disappointing start to the beginning of the season, and some were calling for, Gus Malzahn, that he was really on the hot seat and perhaps he could even lose his job?
Yeah. that's happened all over the country, right? I mean, you know, and everybody wanted Franklin's job at Penn State, and, you know, several other jobs that guys were in this mix. And Gus is a good coach. You know, he coached at Tulsa, and he's been a high school coach. We know him really well at Oklahoma. He's a great offensive mind, and he's been smart enough to add defensive coaches that really know that side of the ball. And that's what a guy like he, Mike Leach, and some of these other guys have to do. You better know some defensive guys that can really coach the game. And he does that. Auburn is in a great recruiting area. I know they match up with Alabama a lot of times, and that's not good all the time, but they get their fair share of great players. They usually always have several All-Americans and guys that are up for major awards. And, you know, I realize that they got off to a slow start, but the SEC's crazy. And they've emerged as the team that gets to go to the Sugar Bowl. If Tennessee would have won their last game, they would be going to the Sugar Bowl, but they didn't. And it falls to Auburn, and that's a good spot. I know Oklahoma was hoping it wasn't LSU, not that they fear playing LSU, but, you know, the fans and being in Baton Rouge, that would be like, I mean, being in New Orleans would be like being a home game for LSU. At least with Auburn, everybody's got a fair shot to get tickets. The crowd's going to be split. New Orleans is going to be electric. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be a great matchup.
Okay, what about your assessment of Auburn defensively? Because it seems like they're one of the nation's most stout. I mean, will they be able to contain? Can they slow, you know, when you're talking about Mixon and P. Ryan?
Well, that's the matchup. Oklahoma's offensive line's really good. Auburn's front seven is really good. Guys are going to play in the NFL on both sides of the ball. So it's going to be great. And then you've got those running backs and things that are going there. You know, so it's going to be a fantastic game. That is the matchup within the matchup. I personally don't think anybody can stop OU's offense. Oklahoma State now did for a half. I mean, Oklahoma State in the first quarter, Oklahoma had 40 yards rushing in the first half. If you'd have told me that, I'd have told you you're crazy, E. That would be impossible. But there they were. They did it. But yet in the second half, Oklahoma rushed for 335 yards or something crazy. So when Oklahoma gets it going, they really get it going. They did that without D.D. Westbrook for three quarters. And so that shows you this offense has grown up, and Meade's grown up at receiver, and Smallwood, you know, is a real good receiver, and Geno Lewis, who made a lot of big catches, was, you know, he has become a good receiver. That's just a lot for a defense to handle. And I contend if Oklahoma played in the SEC, some of these defenses wouldn't have the stats that they have. You put an offense like Oklahoma there every weekend, and that's going to be hard for those guys. Alabama found that out in the Sugar Bowl, and, you know, it's really a tough offense to handle. I don't think anybody can shut it down. It's probably a bigger key of whether or not Auburn can generate a lot of offense, enough offense to offset what OU does against OU's defense, because OU's defense is emerging. It's getting better. Statistically, they don't have anything to stand on. It's just better play. They shut down Oklahoma State, and they did a great job there in that game. So I think they're getting better, and some of these young guys are growing up. And but it's a great matchup. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. The Sooners, one of the hottest teams in the country right now, entering into the bowl season. We're very excited about the Heisman ceremony on Saturday night as well. We had to have you on the show. James, such a pleasure to catch up with you, and I can't wait to see you in person here in just a couple of weeks. Okay, my friend?
It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.